Hey, wait a minute! That is not our theme song. Let us play the right theme song.
Welcome once again to that thing on the radio that I do the announcing for.
You mean the sit-down stand-up show?
No, that's not it. It's the thing with all the silly people on it doing silly things and making no sense whatsoever.
You mean the sit-down stand-up show?
No, it's that show, that radio show with Jack and Ernie and Mr. Grumley and Mustard the Ninja.
You mean the sit-down stand-up show?
No, that's not it. It's that thing with Jack Mix something or other where his name changes every week and he's the unlucky son of a deposed whatever.
That there would be the sit-down stand-up show.
Oh, I remember what it is. It's the sit-down stand-up show.
I see. How much do we pay him?
We don't pay him anything.
And he's worth every penny of it.
When we last left our previous episode, Jack McSqueak the Mouse and Ernie the Hamster were attempting to steal some cheese from the refrigerator.
Wait a minute. We got the cheese in the last episode.
Yeah, how come we're still stuck in this storyline?
Because there were so many jokes left over, and the writer didn't have another idea in his whole head.
Oh, well, that sounds like a good enough reason to me. All right now, Ernie, we still need to get by the cat. So here is my plan. I have a combat boot on a stick. I'll sneak by him, and when he jumps out to grab me, you hit him in the head with a boot and knock him out.
All right, I've got the thing. You go ahead and try to sneak past the cat, and I'll hit him with the boot.
All right, here I go. Sneak, 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 sneak.
I got him! Wait a minute, I missed.
Aha, yes, you did miss me.
Actually, sir, I didn't miss entirely.
Grumley, what's wrong with you?
He got me, sir. Right between the almonds and the cashews.
Did I ask what that means?
No, sir, this is a family show.
Well, our plan has failed. Let us scurry back to safety.
After you.
Oh, thank you.
Scurry, 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 scurry. All right, Jack, what's the plan this time?
Well, I have a couple of musical instruments here.
Yes?
I have a violin and a saxophone for you.
This is sounding interesting.
As we go out to get the cheese, we're going to play soft, soothing music and lull the cat to sleep.
Oh, I like it. Let's try it.
All right, I'm going out. Sneak, sneak, sneak.
Meow!
There's the cat. Hurry, start playing. Oh my, are you sure these instruments are in tune?
Oh no, that's the telephone. I'll get it, sir. Hello, it's me, their sit-down stand-up show.
Hi guys, this is the boss. Listen, I'm sorry, Jack and Ernie, but you can't play those instruments on the show.
Why not?
Standards and practices. They say there's already too much sax and violins in comedy.
Oh.
Even I had to cringe at that one, and I'm not even in this story.
Oh dear, think. There must be some way to get past the dog and the cat.
Perhaps I could distract them with a fancy fan dance.
Please tell me you're not serious.
If I was serious, I wouldn't be on this show.
Oh, let's face it, there is nothing we can do to get past the cat and get any cheese. We may as well just give up.
And so ends this episode of the Sit Down and Shut Up show. Good night.
Now wait a minute. It's only been 6 minutes. We still have 4 minutes of episode left. We can't quit now.
Well, what do you suggest we do?
Well, I suggest we get the script and look ahead to the end of the episode to see what it was that eventually worked.
I say, that idea is so crazy that it just might fill 3.5 minutes.
All right, let's get to doing it. Let's see, Jack says, and Annie says, and Jack does that to, and oh, that's unkind.
Well, we'll skip that part. What does it say?
Oh, look at that.
Do you think we can build that?
If we build it, they will come.
Who will come?
I don't know. I just felt like quoting a movie. All right, let's get to building it.
And so Jack and Annie built an elaborate cat bypassing and cheese getting machine. And so we joined the two little rodents after they'd finished building their machine.
All right, let's crank it up and see if it works. Oh, well, look at that thing go.
There goes the stop sign.
There's the boot kicking over the bucket.
There goes the ball down the chute. Oh, so that's what that bathtub was for.
I like the way the plastic guy dives into the wash tub.
Oh, look, it's already got the cat.
And here comes the thingamajig.
And it's got the cheese! Hooray! Congratulations, Jack McSqueak. You are a successful cheese thief.
Do you suppose we ought to tell our audience how the machine actually worked?
Nah.
And that actually is the end of the episode. Good night and goodbye. Thank you.